degree are those between the 80th and 95th. The tax cut as designed by the president initially provided at a minimum 45% of the benefits over the next 10 years to the top 1% of the income group. These are people who average over $1 million a year of income. If you are a person anywhere below that, you get very little. For example, if you're in the next 4% group, that's people who make $145,000 to about $350,000. That's a group heavily occupied by two-income career couples and professionals who are not in finance and investment banking and business owners. Your average tax cut is about $1,300 on the income tax side. The people right above the top 1%, their average tax cut is $28,000. And within that group, the very wealthiest people, the top 400 taxpayers in America, get an average tax break of about $2 million each per year, just in income taxes.
Does your research show that the supporters of President Bush's proposed tax breaks are intentionally gearing these tax breaks for the wealthy, that they know what they're doing, they want the wealthy to get the biggest cuts?
Oh, sure. And I think they've acknowledged that here and there, that their argument is that those who pay the most ought to get the most in tax.